Well-met adventurers, and welcome to Mage Productions. My name is Lee, and I am joined here with...
Brad!
And...
Why'd I have to go last this time?
You know who this is. That's Gio.
Why would they know who you are already?
Because I'm the one that's difficult on the sign-in.
Is that like a thing that...
Maybe. All right. Maybe that's my thing in this.
Today, we are going to talk about halflings and gnomes.
Hashtag honky tonky honky.
No, stop it. We're not doing that anymore.
Little people.
Right. The little people. Which...
Are you racist against them too?
Halflings are pretty cool, right?
Skipped right over that, didn't he?
And gnomes, So, again, neutral on gnomes before this. After kind of reading through this... I love gnomes, and I think I might actually be a gnome. Maybe a dire gnome, because I'm taller. But
I've always thought you were a little gnome-like.
Like, yeah, it's I connect with them a lot.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well, gnomes and halflings actually are both races I have probably never considered playing.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know how to role play and be something that small.
Yeah, I can understand. Because
at that point, you have to be more charismatic, and as you can tell, that is not me.
That's fair. That's fair.
If I don't know, I can't be that tiny,
sweet little tiny.
I don't know,
Brad. How about you?
Maybe you can change my opinion this time.
We'll see. We'll see what we can do. Do you have any kind of interjections about gnomes or halflings?
Yeah, one of my favorite characters I've ever played was a halfling rogue. And I probably played him for the longest span of time in my gaming career. And he will always be near and dear to my heart. So yeah, I really enjoy playing halflings.
I mean, Diggo really set it off for me in our campaign. He was my first kind of little person interaction, and I thought he was a lot of fun.
But see, my favorite part of Diggo was just screwing with him.
Well, that was his favorite part of life in general.
I mean, that's kind of the only thing he had going for him.
Really was.
Well, I met Diggo early when I joined your campaign.
You did.
And I was naturally drawn to him as a character because I liked him so well, too. So, yeah, great NPC.
He's cool. This guy on Twitter, I don't know if you've seen it, but Lee Goldberg made a pancake for
awesome.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
It is the coolest thing in the world and like the best way to embody an NPC, I think. I've never had any art made for
to eat his face like in pancake form.
But I didn't eat it. I'm guessing
the other somebody did, I hope, at least.
So, getting into halflings first. Because this is... I mean, halflings exist in the player's handbook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it's not anything new. It's not anything...
What is new here?
It's really just more depth to them. It goes into talking about kind of natural innocence and things like that, how they care very much about their environment and kind of their group and their people, and they're good with that, and they're very much content with just being who they are and what they're doing with whom they're doing it with. Like, they don't get in anyone's way, they don't go and conquer cities, they don't go and kind of try to rule worlds or go to extra planes or like do whatever. They're just like, I'm gonna farm my potatoes and I'm just gonna chill for the rest of the day. That's just what they're all about.
See, that's why I don't think I could play a halfling.
I get it. Their goal is to live a life of leisure.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, there's really not. I think it's cool.
That's true, but...
So are there any sub-races introduced here for halflings or gnomes?
Halflings... It goes through kind of some tables like we had before. So you get kind of an in-depth personality, things like that. Ideals, bonds, flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Reasons for adventuring. My favorite being... Peeling taters and herding goats all the time wasn't your cup of tea.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Peeling taters.
No. The same way you just said.
Peeling taters and herding goats all the time wasn't your cup of tea.
If you couldn't tell we were from Georgia before, you should be able to now.
But it doesn't go into any sub-races or anything like that.
Okay, so
it just gives more in-depth knowledge to them.
People get overlooked a little bit once again.
So they're still pretty bland.
I don't know, man. I think they're cool just because, I mean, they hide in plain sight. So a ranger can be
look like kids.
Tracking a halfling, and it's next to impossible for them to find their home within a forest. So wood elves could have their city within a forest. And for centuries, live next to halflings and not even know it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they're like, this is my space. I'm good where I'm at. I'm not going to bother anyone. No one's going to bother me. Sometimes they'll get run-ins with goblins or orcs, like you do.
Of course.
But really, they're just chill.
How many pages do they get in this book?
They get... Oh, man. Let's see here. We're at... they get about 7-8 pages.
So elves had like 30?
Yeah.
Elves something like that?
So, yeah.
Dwarves get a lot. Elves get more. Halflings and gnomes get overlooked. I feel bad for them.
They're kind of split in half on this. I like the gnomes a lot, though. And the art for the gnomes is the best in this whole book. I mean, so there's this main picture kind of right here on the front page of Norm.
The one that no one can see.
Yeah. But so it has a gnome that's like crafting this sort of mechanical like bird, a clockwork bird, if you will. And it has this like otter companion next to it. And it just has this like, everyone just looks so happy on it. Like, that is awesome. Gnomes live life to the fullest. That is what they do. Drinking deeply from life. The journey is the destination for them.
See, you almost had me there when it said drinking deeply, and then it just went to from life.
Well, okay, so they do, you know, get into their ale, which is cool, but they're big on go big or go home. Every failure is a success because they know then... This is what happens when you put these two things together or whatever. It gives more information about rock gnomes and going through different types of like alchemists and artificers.
What on earth is that thing?
This guy?
Oh, he's a little dude that had something explode in his face.
This is a gnome that had something explode, and his expression is just amazing.
Yeah, that was interesting to see from across the table.
But they're just really cool. They fail often, but they're happy with their failures. Because they know that, okay, I've completed this in a way that is not my intended goal, or I've just found something completely different than what I was intending, and look at how awesome I am. But they're also very big on kind of sharing those findings amongst their community. So I know I've failed by putting A and Q together. So I'm going to tell everyone I know. So that doesn't happen again. It's pretty cool. We then go into kind of forest gnomes. It reminds me of the other wizard in Lord of the Rings.
Saruman.
No. From the movies.
Radagast.
Yeah.
The druid-like wizard.
Uh-huh. So the forest gnomes kind of remind me of them, of your, when you find them, you're very likely to find a house full of raccoons and squirrels and things like that, because it's just what they do. And they help with that. Kind of, if you're walking through a forest and forest gnomes live there, they know. The forest gnomes know that you're there before you even come in, because the squirrels and the birds have gone to tell them. And they will prepare tea if you happen to find them.
Okay.
And curiosity over everything else, man. And they're experts in illusions.
So they're extremely curious and almost this childlike naive-ish. I don't know in if that, and when right I say word. Naive, I mean more of like this just blind go get it and do it and see how it turns out kind of a thing. I'll as opposed that. To sure. I'm going to plan this out meticulously because I should, if I do this, and this, get this result. There's like, yeah, let's throw this in a pot and see what we come up with. That's pretty cool. It's kind of the vibe I'm getting from what you're saying.
Experimental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Very much so.
Okay.
They're really cool.
They have gone up a notch. I think they're
really cool. Yeah. They also have deep gnomes. Mm-hmm. So,
but no additional player abilities.
So we
in this
book. We do go kind of getting into the deep gnome player races.
Oh, you do?
Right. So you do get that.
Ooh, okay. So what are their ability details?
They have a dex score increased by one. They have superior dark vision, so they can see up to 120 feet. Very kind of in line with the Duergar.
Yep.
Stone camouflage. So you have advantage on dexterity stealth checks when you're in rocky terrain and underground, which is pretty awesome. And you get an extra language.
Okay, so I do get one new subrace for gnome. Probably get a new subrace for halfling too then? Or they totally skip that one?
They totally skipped that one, yeah.
That's interesting.
I thought it was interesting too, but I think halflings are just halflings, and they're okay with that.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I guess not everything you need a dark drow version of. And
dark halflings? And no thanks.
I think you're onto something. Creepy, but yeah.
Maybe that's something that we can create one day.
Oh,
dark halfling.
We'll do some dark halfling subrace.
Okay.
But the whole story has to be that the Illith had mind controlled them and brought them down into almost the bowels of hell and drove them crazy, right?
That's been everybody else's story so far. Well, it also goes into the gods for the halflings and the gnomes, or for the gnomes at least. The Golden Hills is where they live, which sounds like a really cool place. Glitterholm and Mithril Forge and Hidden Knoll, Whisperleaf. Stronghaven, Gemstone Burrow, and the Workshop are the names of these different hills that their gods live in.
Gemstone Burrow and the Workshop.
And the Workshop. The Workshop. Yeah.
Where do you live? The Workshop.
But really, it is a giant workshop. And for the gnomes, like, yeah.
The whole village it works in the workshop.
That's what it is, yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We get our gnome tables for personality traits, ideals, bonds, and flaws, and things like that. But, excuse me. You also get an optional feat for your deep gnome. It is...
Okay.
All right. So, deep gnomes have another name that starts with an S.
Svirf Neblin.
Yeah, that one.
The Svirf Neblin, yeah.
Right, okay. So Svirf Neblin, magic is the optional feat that they have.
Yeah.
So you can inherit an innate spellcasting ability of your ancestors. This ability allows you to cast non-detection on yourself at will without needing the components. You can also cast each of the following spells once with this ability: blindness, deafness, blur, and disguise self.
Is that like per day or
long rest? Yes. It's an optional feat, so it's not something that you get with the race, but it is a racial feat, so if you were kind of a human, you can't take this feat.
So instead of like your ability score mod, you could take this feat, and instead of getting one spell or getting a plus one to something, you get this magic.
Exactly,
kind of cool. Yeah.
It is. It's pretty neat. It's a cool one. I think it's something that adds a little more flavor to the race in general.
Yeah, and the lore I'm remembering, the Svirf Neblin lived in the Underdark, and you know, they were next to the Drow cities, and they were always in conflict with each other.
Very much in line with that.
They preferred to stay out of the way, and this is how they survived, just basically hiding most of the time.
Yeah. Like they do.
Sure.
Right. Well, that is about it for halflings and gnomes. Short chapters, again, mainly just a little bit of background. And
we got the Svirf Neblin back, though.
That's right.
Yeah. Bringing back the oldies.
That is it. For more information about us, check out our website at mageproductions.com. We still don't have an outro, so...
We're going to Goodbye. Do something kind of awkward here, maybe?
Come back again, see you tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah. Just gonna hit stop.